Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all. Well, hello and welcome to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things. I tell you what, we're road tripping. But normally when you road trip, David, would you agree that road tripping is supposed to be fun?
For some people.
Has there been anything fun about this? First of all, David, I'm serious. Don't let up on the brakes. You almost took out an entire group of people from the American Legion. Honestly. Okay, we are on the book tour, and this podcast is coming to you not live. God forbid not live. We're going to have to take out half of this stuff that we say on the road.
It's going to be raw and real.
It's going to be raw and real, people. But we wanted y'all to know that
like
we... David... You're beeping because you won't put your seat belt on.
That's not true. That's yours.
No, it is not. That's an absolute lie. He's wanting to do that. And he just made a joke about my thighs being raw and real. David, they got raw that one time in Hawaii, and you've never let me live that down.
What was that stuff you put on them?
David!
What is it? Easy Glide or...
What are you doing to me right now? Why are you doing this?
Professional.
Because you know you're in the driver's seat, literally.
Professional cyclists use it all the time.
I went on a hike in Maui. I had to put some Body Glide between my thighs. It's not something that I wanted to put on a podcast, David. Here's what I know about this moment in the car. I've been in the car with David a lot, and I am so hungry for lunch. And if you don't stink and get us there, what did your dad say to you when we got married? Never let a woman what?
Get hot or hungry.
Never let her get hot or hungry. God knows you've never got me hot.
That's not what you said last night.
Oh, shut up. He's being an idiot right now. We're on the book tour, everybody. We're coming to you from the book tour. We have been to Houston. We have been to Dallas. We have been to New York. And we are right now currently in San Antonio, Texas. Coming at them tonight, but we're trying to find some lunch. Anyway, I can't tell you guys what this podcast is going to look like because we are going to record it every time we're in the car over the next couple of days. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes in the car, we get along so well and we discuss the biggest topics about our parenting and our life together. And sometimes we what?
Ask each other to be quiet. Stop talking.
We got in at 12:30 last night to San Antonio. We are absolutely exhausted. So we slept in this morning and we woke up just in time, right?
Just in time for Melissa's appearance on the Megyn Kelly Show.
Yeah. She was very, very nice.
She was.
She was really nice, y'all. I'm not kidding you.
Like, she was also intelligent.
What does that mean? Of course she is.
Because she noticed, you know.
Oh, God. David is talking about the fact that he said, can I get a picture of you guys together? And she said, absolutely. And so he walked away like to get a picture, like backed up. And she goes, he is handsome. Who is that? And I was like, I mean, please no. She didn't say it like in a tawdry way at all. She's like, he is so handsome. Who is that? I said, that's my husband. She's like, hey, you got you a good looking photographer. Really kind of like very girlfriend-esque, I would say. That's how she talked to me. She was very affirming in what she said to me between the takes and stuff. Hey, you're doing so great. Who are you? Where did you come from? How come I have never met you before? So that was really nice.
She was very nice. The interview went really well. They immediately posted it on the Today Show site, the Megyn Kelly Today Show site. Mm-hmm. And they can find it on your site now as well, too.
Turn right.
And she made a big announcement.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, there was an exclusive announcement. Are you going to tell them what it is or are you going to make them?
Well, I bet they watched it, but I'm not going to talk about that. Here's why. We cannot talk about the television show at all because, look, David, we have two kids and only one of them has been on this podcast and the other one is very hurt about it. Very hurt. Remy has gotten actual fan mail. Remy has gotten a Dairy Queen gift card, which... You would have thought they sent her a gold nugget in the mail. She got an iTunes gift card. She got a ring that she faithfully wears every single day from a beautiful Etsy shop that's got her little initial. I've never known Remy to be about jewelry, and she has not taken that ring off. So she's getting little letters and stuff in the mail, and Rocco is flat just depressed about it, heartbroken. And so I said, okay, Rocco, you want to be on a podcast? Which one? And he goes, Mama, when you announce the show, I want to be on that podcast.
Okay.
And I said, okay, why that one? And he said, because I'm going to be on the show with you, and a lot of people are probably going to want to know about me. I was like, that's the truth, Rockland Cooper. So we can't talk about that. Can we wait on that one?
We can wait on that one. Hey, stay with us. This is going to be a very different podcast because we're coming to you from the road.
But if you've ever wanted to be in the car with David and Melissa, you are. And by wanted to be in the car with us, I can't think of one person who's ever wanted to be in the car with us except Ronnie Freeman, the time that we got such a horrible fight in downtown Nashville that you pulled up to a stop sign and I opened the door and got out and started walking. And you had to keep driving around the block in order to get me back in. And Ronnie was sitting in the back seat with tears rolling down his face, laughing so hard because you had rolled out the window. You would roll down the window and lean over from the driver's seat and go, get in the car right now. We had been married probably about like 8 years. No. Oh,
was it that long?
It was 8 years. Hey, considering we're coming up on 24, 8 seems like minuscule. Yeah. But yeah, we were babies even then, David. And I will never forget that. So see, guys, look what you have to look forward to of David and Melissa road tripping. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. Did you know that Ordinary People, Ordinary Things is being brought to you by my new book, Eat Cake, Be Brave, coming out July 17th. Go to Amazon.com or wherever you buy books and order one for you and your bestie and your mom and your aunt. That's all I'm going to say about that.
We are now road tripping part two. Much earlier today, we had some great Mexican food and an even better nap. And now here we are traveling to the Cheesecake Factory to have... David was a manager in Nashville for years. What did your artist call this?
A meet and greet.
A meet and greet. David, I never thought I'd have a meet and greet. But I'm having a meet and greet. So
you know where that name comes from?
What?
Meeting them and greeting them.
Did you seriously just explain that to me? Hey, I'm going to tell you guys what. It's some tense times in the Radke house right now, okay? The reason we took a nap was because we had worked ourselves up in a blubbering mess from fighting. And 45 minutes with nothing on but white noise was the wisest decision that we could make in that time. David, you want to talk to him about why? It all started with a man looking for some leggings. The funniest thing that I had read on the internet in a very long time, you can Google it, guy texts girlfriend about leggings or something like that. And it's this guy texting his girlfriend. She's sitting to the store to get some leggings for her. And y'all, it is the funniest thing. I was reading it at the table at lunch and I was laughing out loud. People around us were looking. I was laughing so loud. And David said, what are you laughing at? And I said, this guy is texting his girlfriend about leggings. And David never looked up from his phone. He never, like, conversed with me about it. He never...
Okay, well, let me explain. We were both on our phones. Okay, I was working and you were evidently playing.
First of all, we don't...
these things.
I would say that we do not necessarily sit on our phones at a meal ever. But you did today. You have all day today. You've been on your phone all day. And well, that drives me nuts. And here's the deal. We could, like, completely wash over it and pretend like it's not a big deal. But people that are listening to this, some of them are married. And some of the married ones have conflict.
The other ones who are married don't have conflict. They live on Mars.
But let's talk about how we can discuss this and debate this. Because it really bothers me. It bothers me because I work with you. So it's one thing when we're together and you're on your phone about work. But sometimes I need you to be with me.
I'm sorry, baby, you're right.
No, don't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm right. Is that what you want? I think it was just a misunderstanding or not understanding expectations.
No, it was a you didn't hear me talking moment.
We were both on our phones. When I heard you laughing, I engaged and said, hey, what's so funny? And I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe you said, it's this guy, he was texting his girlfriend about these leggings. And then you went internal to finish reading and enjoying the story and didn't share with me out loud what you thought you did. So I didn't look back up.
And then do you want to tell him the big piece of Christian wisdom I gave you when you said, well, then fine, read it to me.
You said you weren't going to read it.
How did I say it, though?
Was there profanity in it?
Yes, there was. There absolutely was. And I haven't read it to you. And you can go freaking find it yourself now.
What I can't wait is for the next time you to send me to get leggings.
David Radke.
Or a cami.
David, it'll be a cold day in Satan's playground before I send you to get me a pair of leggings. First of all, what's wrong with this woman? She got Amazon? She got Amazon on her phone.
Okay, this sounds like a great segment that we may copy and paste over to a marriage segment. But this is actually supposed to be a podcast about life on the road.
This is life on the road with you. This is life on the road with you.
The focus should be more on the new book than on...
And you know what else? Our car is quiet right now. It's because our children aren't in it. Because that's an... Y'all, we took those kids out the first three stops on the book tour, and I'm going to tell you what.
Hey, we had a noble idea. You know what? This is a big, life-changing type thing.
This is a big thing for mom.
Let's enjoy this as a family. Let it be a memory.
I don't care if they remember one thing about that book. I was never so glad to drop those kids off at a grandparent's, and that's saying something.
If they have any memories of the trip, they will not be good memories.
Let me tell y'all, my favorite memory was when I was doing a daytime talk show in Houston, and it was right before the camera started rolling, and David had to go and get onto the kids because they were being so loud in the background, like all the camera operators were waiting on to be quiet. And I heard David say to Remy, "Be quiet. This is mom's moment." And Remy replied, "Every moment is mom's moment." Which actually made me part laugh and part kind of sad, because I know that they probably do feel that right now, because this is what we have chosen to do. And, you know, there are moments when clocking in at 8 a.m. and clocking out at 5 p.m., they probably like that a little better. But that's not what God has called me to do, or you. And it's certainly not what God has called our family to do. And so I assume to know how good He is. I've taught on it before. So I feel like what they miss sometimes in quantity moments in a season like this, I'm just talking book tour, God will make up for in quality moments.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway, as I was saying, we are headed to a meet and greet. But it's not a meet and greet like maybe your artist in Nashville, because this is my social squad, an online membership group of women. And I call them the squad, and they're my squad sisters, because if you read my book, then you know half my life I was trying to make it into the squad, and I never could.
So you just started
your own. So I started my own squad. And the social squad is a group of women. I thank them in the back of my book. There's an acknowledgement section in the back of my book, and one whole paragraph is to the social squad. They're just uplifters and lovers and joy givers and affirmation breeders. They just are. And we've gotten so close, and we're just a community and a tribe of 100 plus women. And so I knew when I was going to be trekking these miles that whenever I was going to be in a town that had some of them, I would have a meetup with them. And so we've met at cafes and coffee shops, and tonight we're meeting at a Cheesecake Factory. And as excited as I am to get to the book signing, Dave, I get the most nervous about meeting up with them, don't I?
Just because of it being intimate?
Just because I'm so excited to see them. I don't know. And, you know, it's like you're taking me to a slumber party. It's like how I used to feel when I was a kid. My parents were taking me to a slumber party. So that's how I feel. And so I have I call it my VIP meet and greet with my social squad sisters. And that's always a really, really good thing to have right before I walk into a book signing. Because whether there's 150 or 10 at a book signing, although we've not had 10 yet, but I'm expecting it, they just make me feel like I could conquer the world. They're just wonderful. And so we just love on each other really well.
Hey, tell them just a little bit, especially because of the Megyn Kelly show and reviews and newspaper articles and other television shows. You're starting to get a lot of feedback from the book. What are a handful of them that kind of stand out to you?
Feedback about the book? Okay. I'll tell you my favorite. I'll tell you my least favorite. You know what my least favorite is.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yes, you know exactly what it is. So does my editor. She just dies laughing whenever I say it. It makes me so mad.
Are you going to tell them what it is?
Yes, I'm going to tell them. My favorite comment from the book, which there have been many, but the one where people say, "I felt like I was just sitting down having a conversation with you." I don't know why, but that's just my favorite because that's probably what I would want the most. Other than for people's lives to be changed, I would want them to feel like they were just sitting there and we were just having queso and chips and Diet Coke and that we liked each other enough that I felt like I could be honest and vulnerable with them. So that's probably my favorite. David, did you just glance over here and give me a dirty look?
I did.
I will call you out for anything. Absolutely anything. My least favorite is this line right here. It was an easy read. I don't know why, but that just burns me up. It was an easy read. It makes me feel like I wrote a C, Dick, and Jane. Dick runs with ball.
It's meant as a compliment.
It's not. It doesn't feel like that. Because here's the thing. It was for me. My comeback was, well, it was a hard write. It might have been an easy read, but it was a hard write.
Okay, but tell them about one of your favorite comments brought to your attention today. The lady that made the comment after the live with Jeremy.
The woman that he just told me about on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. When we were doing the 30 days of live, I had a Facebook live and Jeremy Yancey was in it. And y'all have heard him on here. He's been on a couple of podcasts, one of my besties and also my pastor. And as you know, as the story normally goes for any pastor, there I was rubbing his hairless chest.
You know how that goes.
You know how that goes. He was being an idiot, and he was standing behind me with his shirt, like, the top button unbuttoned, and Janet, his wife, and I were like, you are so hairless. You're, like, the most hairless person I've ever seen. Anyway, I go on to finish this live. Well, later, he goes back and is reading some of the comments, like you would do if you had put your hairless chest on the internet. And this woman wrote, I just don't get what everybody finds so funny about this woman. And I don't know, that just cracked me up. And I wonder right back, you know what, Janet? That was her name, by the way. You know what, Janet? I don't either.
You have to admit, when we looked up her picture, though, I don't believe she ever found anything funny ever.
Okay, you just straight told people, if you leave us a mean comment, we gonna look your picture up. Which we are. These spaghetti bowl things, babe, when you drive over them, they make me a little bit nervous.
They kind of make me hungry.
Just so you guys know, my mom cannot drive herself in Houston at all. Like, if she has a doctor's appointment, we have to take her because she cannot drive over big, tall overpasses. She also can't go on vacation to a place where she has to fly over water. Okay, this has turned into my mom has got some issues. That's a whole nother podcast.
Well, hey, let's get in and move to the social squad.
Hey, if you're interested in being in the social squad, you can text Aaron. Because I got no information for you.
Probably sending an email would be better.
Hey, good news, y'all. David Radke and I just traveled about 8 miles, and we're still married. That's right. Okay, we'll see y'all in a little bit when we do it all again. This is Road Tripping. I am absolutely exhausted. That was exhausting.
You had a bunch of people there. That's another packed house.
You know, here's the thing. Like, I don't know how. Like, I have heard that there are certain people that just, like, you go to see them and they get their book signed and they're just like, they sign it, thank you, keep moving. Sign it, thank you, keep moving. Sign it, thank you, keep moving. I can't do that, David. I have to look people in the eye. They just shelled out money to hear what I have to say. I don't know. So then I take that really personally and, like, I talk to each of them and, like, want to talk to them and want to hug them and want to talk even more than we get to talk. And then I leave drained, but, like, is that weird of me?
No, I mean, I think that's who you are as far as that's why people relate to you. You're real and you're authentic. And
well, this is real and authentic. It's 9:25. You and I haven't had dinner. We're supposed to be intermittent fasting. And
so,
now we're trying.
See, we're doing good. We've been intermittent fasting.
That's true. And now we're trying to pull in somewhere at 9:30. That's not healthy either.
I think people relate to you because you want to relate to them. I mean, you want to hear their stories. And yeah, it absolutely does take more out of you because you're giving more of yourself.
David, you would not believe the women that came up to me tonight and said, no, I didn't know about you till today and I saw you on television. That is crazy to me. And two women said that they were there tonight because they had read the article in the paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they like, I'm not even on social media. I didn't know you did anything on social media. Which I have to tell you is kind of refreshing to hear. I didn't know you did anything on social media. Well, I enjoy doing it, but it takes a lot out of me. I mean, I like the fact that the social squad are always the last women in the room waiting on me, making sure I'm okay. That makes me happy. It makes me happy that when I get in my car, I tell them goodbye and goodnight, and I hug them, and I'm getting in my car, and I'm exhausted. They're all going out together, like, because they just love each other, and yet they didn't even know each other a year ago. Those kind of things make me know that it's all worth it. But, like, I started crying tonight, and I couldn't stop crying, and I know it's because I'm tired. But, I mean, this woman comes up to me, and she just, ooh, Whataburger headquarters. Anyway.
Squirrel.
This woman comes up to me, David. She's so beautiful. I mean, she was just, like, as cute as she could be. She was dressed cute, and her hair was fixed up, and I just looked at her and I said, oh, you look like you have a big Friday night plan. And she said, no, I actually got dressed up for you. She said, I'm relatively new to the area. I don't have any friends yet. I don't have anything going on. And she said, I follow you because you just feel like a girlfriend. And so I just kind of felt like my girlfriend was coming in town. And I hated to leave her.
It sounds like you're physically exhausted, but you're emotionally full.
David, I'm physically exhausted, and we're 1 week in. You know what happens to me when I get too tired and I keep standing up talking in front of people. It doesn't go well.
I'm going to change the song on our alarm to Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, my God. Katy Perry's?
I wasn't thinking of that one, but if you prefer.
No, I'm proud of you that you weren't thinking of that one. You got to go Rocky old school on me, David.
Doom, 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 doom. Why would you pick a different key when I already started it? Why would you jump in and not?
David, I was doing it one octave higher than you. I don't have hair on my chest. I can't go as low as you just went.
You have sang solo for so long, you don't even know what parts are.
David, nobody harmonized with the bass beat on Eye of the Tiger.
Anyway, she just jumped to the... Is the eye
of the tiger? Okay, see? Why would you start that 12 octaves high?
The eye of the tiger is the queen of the...
The queen of the night! You are literally...
I'm mixing some Whitney in there for
you're mixing up The Bodyguard and Rocky.
I'm trying to make this song...
It's the eye of the tiger, I'm the queen of the night.
I'm trying to make this for you. I'm doing a live mixtape.
David, if you don't pull in a Chick-fil-A, I'm not kidding you. I'm going to punch you in the nose. Okay.
What if I can find you better than Chick-fil-A?
Hey, guess what, everybody? We got more road tripping tomorrow. We're going to road trip one more time, right, for them tomorrow on our way to our next spot. And if you think I'm grouchy tonight, wait till you road trip with me in the mornings. Okay. How do I cut this thing off, David? How do I turn this off? That's what she said.
Oh, it's off. It's off.
We've not been recording the whole time?
No, we haven't recorded any of that.
You're lying to me right now.
You want to start now?
I hate you and I hate your parents.
And on that, we're out.
Honestly, we did not know half of this stuff was down here. Now we're leaving it.
I know. Now we'll have to.
We have not been going to the right places.
It's hard when you come to towns for work, though. You don't really experience it. Also, we don't get to experience this because you take so long to get ready.
Hey. Honestly, stop it. Well, I'm sorry. That's our breakfast. What do you want me to do with it, David?
Just not set it right on top.
Well, I'm so sick of eating out of bags.
I'm sick of carrying your bags.
Here's the deal. You think I make us late? I don't have one stitch of makeup on, and I've not even bathed. So how could I have possibly made us late? I'm going to tell you what made us late. You're dressed like you're going into some kind of meeting with Congress. Why are you dressed like this, David? We've got a road trip today.
But you never
know who you... You styled your hair and ironed your clothes.
You never know who you might see. You need to look presentable.
All I know is it's early in the morning and I've got a playlist ready.
Well, can I play my playlist?
No.
I never play my playlist.
That's because your playlist is Audible books about the gas and commerce economy or whatever. I honest to God, I can't stand them. No, we're listening to what I want. First of all, you know that half of my playlist is going to be Shawn Mendes, and the other half is going to be
Charlie Puth.
I don't think it's Puth.
Charlie Puth, isn't it?
Is it Pew? I thought it was Pew. Is it Puth?
P-U-T-H.
Here we go. Charlie Puth, Julia Michaels, Shawn Mendes, Shawn Mendes, Shawn Mendes, Meghan Trainor. In Vogue, Backstreet, 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 Bobby Brown, Montel Jordan, threw a little something, something in there for you, Sam Smith, come on, how could you not say that this was going to be great?
For a copy of today's show notes, visit our website at ordinarypeopleordinarythings.com. You can also keep up with all the latest by following my mom on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Y'all know she is too old to do Snapchat. Also, I would love it if you would go to wherever you buy books and order a copy of my mom's book entitled Eat Cake, Be Brave. You're going to be disappointed that isn't about cake, but you are going to love what she has to say about how she decided to live a life of courage and bravery. I'm so proud of her. And though she will probably not sell as many as I will when I finally write a tell-all book about her someday, I do hope you'll help her out.
David, get your gallbladder out if you've got a problem with it.
I got it out a couple of years ago. Thanks for noticing.
That's right. That's right. That would have been the time you decided to have your gallbladder out the day before Thanksgiving. That was dumb.
My apologies that I couldn't time the rupturing of my gallbladder a little better.
Okay, pull in that Starbucks. There's a Starbucks right there. We can eat it with our Whataburger.
Okay.
We are making all the stops.
We've got to go. You've got an interview in just a little bit.
Oh my God, what is there left for them to ask me? If another person says, why did you write the book? I'm honestly going to say, I don't really know. At this point, I don't know.
You tell me. That's what I'd like to know about it.
Nobody gets that joke, babe, but us.
If they watch Seinfeld.
That's what I'd like to know about it.
Please email us if you know what we're talking about.
Y'all, we're very sorry about this podcast. It was supposed to be fun. Road tripping with David and Mel. But come to find out, we're not any fun on a road trip.
Well, in our defense, we tried to record it when the children were out, but the profanity got so bad that we knew.
That's the honest to gosh truth.
We knew we couldn't air.
The kids had to sit me down the other day and ask me to stop saying the word hell.
Not funny.
Okay.
Okay, we really do. You've got an interview. You need to finish your breakfast and get on the call.
It's a call. What do they care if I have Whataburger in my teeth?
It's not your teeth, but we don't want it in your mouth.
I just told David a dirty joke, but I can't say it in front of y'all. Y'all, we gotta go. I'm being inappropriate. We've been in this car for a very long time. Clearly. I smell. He, on the other hand, looks like he's going to judge the Miss America pageant.
This evidently is the low point of Ordinary People, Ordinary Things.
I know.
Or maybe the high point, if you look at it, because this is the most ordinariest
of us all.
So we'll go back to our regular programming next week, same time, same day.
We just wanted y'all a chance to soak in our misery as much as we have to. But I will tell you this, I wouldn't rather do a road trip with anybody else. That's not true. I'd rather go with my girlfriends. But you're a nice second, David Radke. And
they don't pay.
You know, I always end our... They don't pay. Actually, yes, they do, because I always... I'm doing air quotes right now. Forget my wallet. You know how I always end by saying that thing about miracles? The fact that you and I are still married after being on the road for 7 days straight is a miracle. But as we know, Miracles are all around us. All of us around us.
All of us around us.
We just get so used to seeing them. What do we do, Dave?
We call them ordinary things.
Till next time. Unless David kills me first.